And we welcome you to another edition of Giants Training Camp Live. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll take a look at everything Big Blue on this Monday. Giants are off to Cincinnati, where they'll have joint practices with the Bengals throughout the course of the week, leading up to their preseason opener on Friday night against Marvin Lewis and Cincinnati. Also coming up on the show, we'll look back at the Hall of Fame career of Giants legend, NFL legend, Frank Gifford. But I'd like to welcome in my co-host over the next 30 minutes, Super Bowl champion Jeff Fegels. And Jeff, the Giants have gotten through, you know, a week and a half worth of camp. They've gotten about 8 or 9 practices in. What's your first impressions of the 2015 Giants?
Well, I think starting off, the camp has been very, very competitive. It's starting, some positions are starting to shape up, they're looking at who's going to be starters at this. They got a lot of rotation, but I think it's been very competitive up to this point. The other thing is I think we're really starting to see the health of some of the players that were questionable coming into camp this year. You look at Odell Beckham and his hamstrings, they seem to be holding up. Victor Cruz. And so I think this trip to Cincinnati is going to be a lot. It's going to be good for these players to get the live reps. I think it'll shape up and going into the game on Friday.
All right, time to take a look at the news of the day. And the Giants family and the NFL world shocked to hear the news on Sunday that Hall of Famer Frank Gifford passed away at the age of 84. Earlier this morning on my SiriusXM NFL radio show, had a chance to be joined by Giant president and CEO John Mara, reminiscing about number 16.
The two big stars in town back in that era were Mickey Mantle and Frank Gifford. That's how big he was, and he was somebody that I idolized for a long time, and then he became a very close friend as well. And he attended most of our games and sat in our family's suite, usually my mother and my sisters. And he just was somebody that was always around and somebody that was very close to all of us.
Truly remarkable Giant and NFL career, 27 years in the Monday Night Football booth. And Jeff, being part of the Giants family and getting to know Frank Gifford over the years, what was that like for you?
Well, I think I was able to meet him. But, growing up, you saw Frank Gifford on Monday Night Football, and that was just a thrill to watch him. And then coming into the National Football League when I did, he was still a part of it. But more importantly, he is the ultimate Giant, and he will be missed dearly in this organization.
There's no question about it. A class act and a man that carried himself with tremendous dignity anytime he walked into the room, but with humility as well. Well, as we mentioned, the Giants, they're on their way to Cincinnati in preparation for a week's worth of practice with the Bengals. So we decided to send Anina Marks out to talk to several members of the Big Blue about the joint practices coming up.
All right, so I know your time in Dallas, you actually participated in these kind of up-and-coming scrimmages against opponents during the preseason. What benefits did you take away from that?
You get that game time feeling because you're not going against your teammates. You'll know you go out there, you don't want to get into minutes to scuffles with them. But when you're going against an opponent, that's a different team right there. So you go in there with a different mentality. It's going to be more physical when you go in practice.
Now we saw Pugh and DeMontre Moore kind of go at it a little bit at practice. Is that the type of intensity that you're expecting when you go up against another opponent?
I think it'll be very intense. But I think that's the reason we're doing this. The Giants haven't done it in a while, but I think that's what they want to see from us. They want to see some intensity, not necessarily going out and fighting somebody because that's not accomplishing anything. So they want to see some intensity against a good defense. That's what they have. They have a very good defense.
Let's talk about the running backs for a minute. I mean, because they have a 1-2 punch with Hill and of course, Bernard. So talk about going up against them. Are you excited to see what you can do and stop that rushing attack?
Yeah, they're a talented group. I know they got a pretty good offensive line and some really good backs that can do a lot of things. So it's going to be a great challenge for us, and I'm looking forward to it.
Have any of the offensive linemen come up to you yet? I know it's still early, but have they come up to you yet and kind of picked your brain a little bit about their defensive players or their defensive line?
Not yet. I mean, we're still early in our install, so we're worrying about our things first, and then I'm sure at some point that'll happen, and the few things that I remember I'll try to help out with, but I didn't keep a book on those guys or anything, but, little things here and there I'll try to help out with, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, intensity is one of the operative words when you have these dual practices. Before we get to what happened between Washington and Houston, the bad side, Talk about some of the positives that the Giants can get out of this, along with Cincinnati working together.
Well, what I see here, Bob, is that, you know, the starters in that first preseason game, they get one series. You don't get a lot of, you know, evaluation, if you will. But when you have these practices against another team, in the team period, the individual, these guys get a lot more reps than they're going to see in a regular first season preseason game. But for an evaluation process for the Giants and the coaching staff, this is a great opportunity for them to see what these guys can do against live reps against another football team.
Plus, it's different physical movements, right? I mean, you get used to the guys that you're going against. They're your teammates. You went against them in the off-season program, mini camps, everything else. Now there's guys that have just different moves.
No question. And, you know, you get to know those other guys across from you when they're your buddies. But when you're going against another team, and like I said about evaluation, this is when the guys can see, you know, hey, go out there and you're going to have to compete against another guy that you haven't had much time to study against.
All right, Marvin Lewis is going into his 13th year as head coach in Cincinnati. Tom Coughlin going into his 12th year as head coach with the New York Giants. Of course, Coach Coughlin, tremendous experience also with Jacksonville. How do these two veteran coaches keep their teams intense, but not over the line like we saw with Houston and Washington on the weekend?
Well, I'm sure that both coaches are going to have in that first team meeting when they get there to set the stage of what we're trying to accomplish here at this practice. And the one thing we're trying to accomplish is good competition amongst the players. But, hey, it's, you know, some of these guys, it's hard to hold back a little bit because you know the guy across from you is getting evaluated by their prospective team, and that you got to be on your best behavior as far as going full speed, full tilt for that purpose. And then one purpose only is to compete against the guy across from you, but to take it to a level where it's not nasty, and then you start all of a sudden getting in these big fights. You know, you always saw what happened when we were up against the Jets up there, and it's just, it, you know, the special teams part of it gets to going really easy, but then once that 9-on-7 period starts, all bets are off.
All right, so that's something to keep your eye on throughout the course of the week as the Giants travel to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. When we come back, we will remember a true Giant icon, Hall of Famer Frank Gifford, when we continue with Giants Training Camp Live after this. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The NFL and the Giants family lost one of the true icons of the sport on Sunday as Hall of Famer Frank Gifford passed away at the age of 84. Not only an accomplished player, but a great broadcaster as well, and somebody that represented the National Football League in a way that not many have. It's time to sit back and remember Frank Gifford in his legacy interview.
When I was a senior at USC, it was the first time I ever came to New York. We played Army in Yankee Stadium, and I remember walking out and looking around and thinking, wow. I just looking around like every other country boy at these big lights, and all of a sudden here I was coming up the dugout. The Joe DiMaggio had come up, and the reason being that Mr. Mara, he scouted me at that Army game, and it was amazing to me that I would wind up there a year later.
And as fate would have it, Gifford was selected as the Giants' first round pick in the 1952 draft.
I loved to play, and I guess I had this kind of all-around ability. Whereas some people have can really fast and they can do certain things and run over people, I could do all of it fairly well.
As the Giants began to rise in the NFL, Gifford quickly became one of New York's shining stars, and his impact would help the Giants return to glory in 1956.
Now, 1956 was a very special year by any standard. New York had all of a sudden awakened to the fact that there was a professional football team. And it wasn't just the Yankees, it wasn't just DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle. And, all of a sudden, we were selling out Yankee Stadium. We put that all together into a magical year, if you will. We had Vince Lombardi as the offensive coach, Tom Landry as our defensive coach. And defense wins. You're not going to lose a game if the team doesn't score any points. And we had the best defense in football, and we had a pretty good offense when offense was growing up. And we had a magical season. And, wound up beating the Chicago Bears for the NFL Championship 47-7 in Yankee Stadium. And as far as I'm concerned, that was when not only the Giants arrived, that was when pro football arrived.
With a new era underway, Gifford and the Giants would become a dominant force in the league. And with the popularity of pro football on the rise throughout the country, the advertising world would hone in on Gifford and his teammates' celebrity status by putting them in dozens of advertisements and TV commercials.
We did advertisements for anything and everything.
Hey, Joe, are you still using that greasy kid stuff on your hair? What else? Vitalis. That's what else.
You don't need greasy kid stuff. Try Vitalis. Smooth, easy.
Gifford was the toast of the town, but in 1960, Frank would sustain an injury that would put his playing career in serious jeopardy. He would sit out the entire 1961 season before valiantly returning to the Giants in 1962.
Here's Frank Gifford, most happy to again be a member of the fraternity.
Well, it was the toughest year of my life, football-wise. Once having been the New York Giant, and all of a sudden, I was having a hard time even making this football team. And for the first time in many, many years, as the season opened, I was on the bench. And then in the second game, we were playing in Pittsburgh. And Wyatt Tittle was the new quarterback. He didn't know me from Adam. All of a sudden, got me in the huddle with him, and he said, you got something, Frank? I said, yeah, let's go one X right, and you better split the old man and circle to be back. And we needed a big play. It was third and long, and somehow I caught the ball. We get the first down, and when he came back, and he said, what else you got? I just got a fly, me fly. And it was the most important catch of my life, I think. And I caught it just by the tip of the ball, and I was back. And I played that season and actually went back to the Pro Bowl as a wide receiver.
Frank Gifford, a true Giants legend. Here's our Twitter question of the day from @BrightMaddie. Can you compare the level of Frank Gifford's stardom to a current athlete? Very good question. I have a couple of thoughts because Frank Gifford was on par with Mickey Mantle in that era as one of the biggest stars, not only in New York, but around the country. Is there a guy that comes to mind for you?
Well, he's been in the news quite a bit lately. I just see Tom Brady as he wanted to keep it into football. I mean, you look at him, he's got the good looks. He married the celebrity, you know, his wife. And just he is NFL football, very, very guy that's in commercials. He's a great player. But obviously, you know, he didn't play as many of the positions as Frank Gifford did, which makes him pretty special.
If there was one guy that comes to mind for me, it would be Derek Jeter going to baseball as someone that was literally idolized and someone that was respected by fans of the other team. I mean, the standing ovation that he got in Fenway Park as he was retiring and the accolades he got. I think Derek Jeter, as big as he was in New York, I think that's sort of a window into what Frank Gifford was like with the New York Giants in the 1950s. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll focus in on the current Giants and the debut of A Giant's Life. We'll tell you about it as we return to Giants Training Camp Live after this. Back on Giants Training Camp Live. Time for the debut of A Giant's Life. What we've done is we've taken our cameras and we're following Prince Amukamara and Weston Richburg through Training Camp 2015. The Giants have a rich tradition when it comes to offensive linemen, from Hall of Famer Roosevelt Brown to Bart Oates to even some of the most recent names, including Sean O'Hara and Chris Snee. The organization prides itself on winning the battle in the trenches. Richburg hopes to add to that legacy and build off an impressive rookie year. That experience proved to be extremely beneficial as he embarks on his sophomore campaign.
Coming in the second year, I think my outlook's changed big time because I'm more familiar with really everything, especially moving into center now, which is what I played in college. So I'm really more comfortable, I think, with everything that's expected, everything that's going on. And I remember I was texting Pugh asking what it was going to be like, because I had no idea. You know, I've been through camp in college. So I was probably in the hotel, nervous, but it's totally different now. It's crazy how much difference 1 year makes, because it was totally different last year. We are headed to my buddy Nick's house. Nick is a certified fascial stretch therapist. You know, I can see a huge difference in my flexibility, overall flexibility, since I've been coming to him. So I think it's totally worth it, drive a couple miles to get to him.
I'm getting ready for the first day. About to head to the facilities and see my boys, the G-men. Come check it out.
After playing in all 16 games for the first time in his career in 2013, Prince got off to a fast start last season thanks to his knack for finding the ball. He's back to throw. He gets hit as he throws. The ball's in the air and intercepted by a sliding Prince Amukamara. Cousins back to throw. Fires one. Left, intercepted by Prince Amukamara. Following that explosive start, unfortunately, the injury bug struck again as Prince suffered a torn bicep in week 9 at home against the Colts, ending his season prematurely. Now itching to get back on the field, the former first-round pick has set high expectations for 2015.
Man, the first day of training camp, I'd say it varies from player to player. So, like, my first year, I instantly just felt like a lot of pressure just to perform, which I was ready to do. And I was nervous going in the locker room. Guys you've seen play on TV, meeting them for the first time, so I was nervous to see Eli. Probably never tell him that. But now, like, this is my fifth year, contract year, and I still have the same goals, which is to always is to be the number one corner on the team coming out. It's a new group of guys, so you have to build that chemistry. So it's great, that whole process, that whole journey of building chemistry with a new group of guys every year. Man, it's great.
Well, you get your body right. I mean, this is your tool to play, and this is one of those things that helps me get ready. I think Weston told me that this was an option to have in New York, and I went to it right away because, you know, when I was coming back from rehabbing my leg, it just, you know, your body's kind of out of whack. So this is a good way to kind of get your body kind of put back together. So it was kind of a mutual thing. I'm glad that we figured out, you know, we can come and get this done.
No, this one, like, hey, does this one not hurt you?
No, dude.
Yeah, way more flexible than you.
This one, no, you're not.
Oh, I am, for sure.
This one hurts, man.
It's going to help Weston quite a bit for the season as far as mobility goes. Play day to day without pain, without discomfort. Help him move easier, help him prevent injury. Because with that increased range of motion in his hips and everything, he's going to get more power. He's going to be able to come out of his stance quicker, fire out quicker, and just have more power to take on blockers.
Thank you.
Go.
Good luck, man.
Thanks, Nick.
The first few practices of training camp are intense, with multiple jobs up for grabs. Players are looking to compete as much as possible, even in the dead heat of the summer. Although Prince has solidified his starting job, he still looks forward to testing his talents against the Giants' deep receiving core.
I like it because I get to go against Cruz and Odell. I haven't gone against them in a while, so it's just preparing me for September 13th and Cincinnati. So I'm enjoying it, man.
Prince also enjoys being a spectator to some friendly competition. In the midst of all the hard work, the D-line takes on the O-line in fielding punts. With bragging rights and push-ups at stake, Richburg has a chance to prove the additional stretching has paid off.
I won the crowd, but
yeah,
for the wrong
said,
reason.
Guys, did,
I'm okay with that because it's New York, so that'll work. I'll work on my catching, though, for next time.
Good stuff with A Giant's Life. Coming up next, Sights and Sounds, Training Camp 2015 here on Giants Training Camp Live. Back on Giants Training Camp Live. Giants off to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Time for sights and sounds of Training Camp 2015.
Everything is encouragement.
Encouragement.
You follow the drill.
But you got to do it with passion, coach. Energy.
Woo! Hey, what is these cameras, man? Every time I turn around, it's a camera. Goodness gracious. I mean, when I first came in the league, it was in black and white.
In front of you, right? Go ahead on the jam him up, because he can stand there and shake all he wants to. Two hand jam him next to him.
Hit! Down low.
Down good! Now run him!
He needs on three. One, two, three.
Well, for Dominic Rogers Cromartie, it'll be even hotter in Cincinnati. That's where the Giants are off to. Practices will begin on Tuesday. Make sure you tune in to the MSG networks each and every night. Beginning Wednesday night at 6 p.m., Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Giants Training Camp Live will originate from Cincinnati. For Jeff Fiegels and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Training Camp Live on your home of the New York Giants, the MSG Networks.
NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. Get Ticketmaster verified tickets with NFL Ticket Exchange. The Hess holiday tradition rolls on with the 2015 Hess Toy Truck. Sign up for alerts today at HessToyTruck.com to get the latest news and information on how to buy your Hess Toy Trucks this year. You won't want to miss out.